You're not actually short on time. You're short on spread. Let me explain. Most productivity advice tries to squeeze more activity into the same hours. Time arbitrage is different. It's about creating a gap between the minutes you personally spend and the outcomes you generate. That's the game high agency operators are really playing, whether they name it or not.
Exactly. When someone tells me they're maxed out, what I usually hear is, your calendar is full of trades with terrible exchange rates. You're paying premium executive attention for tasks that could be handled by a narrower slice of your judgment or by AI entirely.
So in this briefing, we're going to reframe how you think about time. One core idea, time arbitrage. Three layers to apply it. Eliminate, compress, elevate. And one concrete action step you can run against your calendar this week. The target, buy back the equivalent of one extra workday per week using AI, without burning down your schedule or compromising quality.
And we'll stay practical. No color code your calendar aesthetics, no morning routine debates, just a simple operating lens you can reuse every week.
Let's start with why most productivity hacks fail. They try to optimize inside the current constraints instead of questioning the constraints themselves. You get faster at email, but you never ask, should I even be the one doing this? You streamline meetings, but never ask, why does this meeting exist at all? Time arbitrage flips that. Your calendar is not a constraint you endure. It's an asset you actively trade. Every hour is capital. You're deciding, consciously or not, what yield you demand from it.
This is where AI finally becomes useful, not hypey. If you think of AI as a toy or a magic trick, you get cute demos and no leverage. If you think of AI as a way to change the yield on each hour, suddenly it matters where you plug it into the system. The system reveals the truth. Where you place AI exposes what you actually value and what you're willing to offload.
So, clear definition. Time arbitrage is converting low-value minutes into higher-value outcomes. The spread, the difference between the time you spend and the impact you get, is the profit. AI creates spread in four main ways. Drafting, summarizing, scenario mapping, and systematizing repeat work. Drafting, first passes on emails, proposals, docs. Summarizing, compressing long inputs, calls, reports, threads, into executive-ready views. Scenario mapping, exploring options and implications faster than you can manually. Systematizing, turning ad hoc work into reusable templates and workflows. Your job is not to use AI more. Your job is to route low-spread work through AI so your hours move up the value ladder.
Think of a typical week. Inbox triage, recurring status calls, slide updates, back-and-forth decision threads. None of that goes away in modern work. But the percentage that requires your full attention is much lower than it feels in the moment. Time arbitrage is about getting honest about that percentage, then using AI to handle the rest, under your supervision, not in place of your judgment.
That brings us to the three-layer lens. Eliminate, compress, elevate. You always move in that order. Most people skip straight to compress. How do I do this faster? And they leave massive value on the table. Layer one is eliminate. Eliminate means identify tasks with negative or negligible leverage. Work that exists because of habit, politics, or inertia, not because it drives outcomes. Where does AI fit here? Use it as an evidence engine. Example, you have a standing one-hour meeting every week that feels stale. Before you cancel it, you can ask AI to summarize the last three sets of notes or transcripts into decisions made, actions taken, and actual business impact. Have it list recurring agenda items and flag anything that hasn't changed in weeks. Ask it to draft a one-page memo, business case for canceling or restructuring this meeting, with clear pros, cons, and a recommended alternative. Now you're not saying, "I think this meeting is useless." You're saying, "Here's the data. Here's a better structure."
Same with recurring reports. If you suspect a weekly update is being generated and ignored, feed the last few into an AI assistant and ask for patterns. What's actually changing? What decisions did this inform? And where is it pure status theater? Patterns create power. Once you see that nothing material is shifting, it's much easier to say, "We're killing this report, and here's the tighter signal we'll track instead."
The key move in eliminate. Use AI to de-risk saying no. You're not being arbitrary. You're using faster analysis to justify cutting low or negative leverage work. That's how you reclaim hours without looking careless. Only after you eliminate do you move to layer 2, compress. Compress is about necessary work done in minimum viable time. These are tasks that do matter. Key meetings, important emails, strategic docs, hiring decisions. You can't delete them. But you can radically shrink your time cost by offloading the low judgment components to AI. There are 4 compression moves that work almost everywhere. Pre-work. Have AI prep you with summaries, key questions, and likely risks before a meeting or call. In-flight support. Use AI to capture notes, decisions, and follow-ups in real time or right after. First drafts. Let AI draft emails, briefs, job descriptions, and you just edit at the margins. Post-work. Have AI generate summaries, action lists, and follow-up comms for the group. Done correctly, you compress a 60-minute meeting's total time cost, from prep to follow-through, down to something that behaves like 20 minutes of your attention.
A simple example. Instead of spending 30 minutes drafting a nuanced email, you spend 5. You feed AI the context, your intent, and any constraints. Tone, length, stakeholders. It drafts 2 versions. You pick one, tighten the specifics, and send. The outcome is similar, sometimes better. The time spread is where you profit. Precision drives agency here. The clearer you are with inputs and constraints, the more useful the compression gets.
One important guardrail. Compress does not mean abdicate. You still own the judgment. You still read the draft. You still sense check the summary. AI is handling the mechanical layer, not the reputational risk. This is how you avoid the failure mode, where someone over-delegates to AI and quality quietly degrades.
Layer 3. Elevate. Eliminate and compress create the spread. Elevate decides what you do with it. If you reclaim an extra 8 hours per week and simply fill them with more low-leverage busy work, you've changed nothing. Elevate means you route that reclaimed time into higher judgment work by design, not by accident.
So, what counts as elevated work for an executive or founder? 3 big buckets. Strategy. Thinking time on positioning, product bets, capital allocation, market moves. Relationships. Time with key customers, top talent, critical partners. Deep builds. designing systems, playbooks, or assets that keep paying off, like a hiring funnel, a decision framework, or a repeatable sales process. If your calendar isn't explicitly protecting blocks for those, time arbitrage will just make you more efficient at staying stuck.
A useful way to operationalize Elevate is to define your personal dollar per hour floor. Roughly, what is the minimum effective rate your time should be earning, given your role and responsibilities? If your floor is, say, $500 an hour, any repeat task that could plausibly be done by a $50 to $100 per hour solution, whether that's AI, a contractor, or a clearer process, should not live on your calendar unchanged. You don't need perfect math. You need the heuristic. Below the floor, route through AI or automation first. At the floor, compress aggressively. Above the floor, elevate and protect.
This is where the diagnostic comes in. Take 15 minutes, literally set a timer, and audit last week's calendar and task list. For each block or recurring task, label it quickly as below floor. Someone or something cheaper than you could do this with similar quality. At floor, you need to touch it, but it's mostly execution. Above floor, this genuinely requires your judgment, relationships, or unique context. Don't overthink it. The first pass is about patterns, not precision.
Once you've labeled, run the three layers against just one recurring block. Pick something meaningful but safe to experiment with. A weekly meeting, a standing report, a batch of emails. Ask. Eliminate. If this disappeared, what would actually break? Can AI help me build the case to cut or shrink it? Compress. If it must exist, how can AI handle the prep, the drafting, the summarizing, so my live time shrinks? Elevate. If I reclaim 60 minutes here, exactly where will I reassign it next week? To what specific higher floor activity?
If you do this once a week, the compound effect is huge. You're not doing a one-time calendar cleanse that feels great for 3 days and then dissolves. You're installing a recurring operating lens. Each week, a little more work gets routed below your personal floor, and a little more time moves above it. The system reveals the truth over time. The shape of your work changes.
Two failure modes to watch for. First, mistaking busyness for leverage. If you judge your day by how packed it looks, time arbitrage will feel uncomfortable at first. A less crowded calendar with more deep blocks can feel lazy if you've been trained to equate motion with value. You have to redefine a good day as more hours spent above your floor, not more hours spent filled. Second, over-automating and creating hidden AI maintenance overhead. If every task gets its own tool, its own agent, its own custom workflow, you'll burn time maintaining the machines. Guardrail. Centralize where you can. Prefer fewer, more capable AI interfaces over a zoo of disconnected tools. And keep a simple rule. Humans own judgment and final review. AI handles drafts, summaries, and suggestions.
Also, watch for silent quality decay. If you're using AI to compress, build in periodic spot checks. Every few weeks, sample the work. Are the emails still on brand? Are the summaries catching the right risks? Are decisions still well supported? Patterns create power here, too. If the pattern looks off, tighten your prompts, your guardrails, or pull some tasks back above the floor for a while.
Let's land this with one concrete move for this week. Pick one reoccurring block on your calendar, 60 minutes or more. Run it through Eliminate, Compress, Elevate. Use AI to analyze the last few instances, build the case to cut or shrink, generate a tighter agenda or template, and draft the communication to your team about the change. Then, before you free that hour, decide in advance where it goes. Strategy, relationships, or deep builds. Put that block on your calendar, labeled clearly. Clarity is leverage. Don't let reclaimed time dissolve into noise.
If this was useful, make it a habit to get these briefings in your ears. You're already trading time for outcomes every day. The question is whether you're doing it intentionally.
Subscribe to the Agentic Executive so you don't have to reinvent this lens every week. We'll keep supplying the models and playbooks so you can make your next move count. Stay Agentic.